T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, the president has been coming out every day, and he's been doing these two-hour press conferences, and he's got Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx up there with him, and there's a lot of confusion and whatever. And we are pleased, we are honored that the president has decided on spending some quality time with us here on the show on the Harbor One Hotline. We introduce the president of the United States. Mr. President, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, you know, I'm very happy to be here. So it's a beautiful day. Good golfing weather, so we're happy. Things are going well.
Talking about golfing weather, I know you've golfed in the past with Tom Brady. You mentioned at the press conference the other day that you had talked to Tom Brady, and now he's a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's out of here. Could you kind of share what that conversation was about?
Well, I said to him, I said, you know, Tom, I don't know that they're, you know, you're a great player, and I don't know if they're giving you the proper respect that you deserve as a, you know, how many? He's got a lot of championships. I just know he's got a lot of them. I lost count. But he, you know, I said, hey, come down. I'm in Florida now. So no taxes. It's a beautiful thing. We can hang out, you know, and we'll hopefully he'll win, you know, I don't know if he's going to win a Super Bowl, if we're being totally honest, with Tampa Bay, but maybe, you know, more than 5 games or whatever they do.
So, Mr. President, I was curious. Are you still on board with opening up the economy on Easter? I think there's some criticism. People think maybe you're being a little bit, maybe irresponsible, too optimistic?
No, I think I'm not being optimistic enough. I asked them to open up everything tomorrow.
Tomorrow? That's a little soon, don't you think?
Yeah, a little soon, I think.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's some people, you know, maybe sleepy Joe Biden should stay home for another couple of weeks. But I think that, you know, we've got some athletes on the show, obviously, so I think we're tough, like me. We're tough. We're strong people. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I think we can take it. I think you tell the old people, you tell Crazy Bernie and Sleepy Joe and maybe Crooked Hillary, they can stay home for another 2 months to 5 years. We don't really need them. But, no, I think we can do a lot. But I'm trying, you know, we're trying to be nice and maybe take our time a little bit. But I would open it tomorrow.
You know, I saw you on Sean Hannity yesterday, and I saw that you said that it's very hard to talk about coronavirus as a parent. Now you have a young son, 14-year-old Baron. What are you telling him? You do have a young son named Baron, right? He's 14 years old. You do remember him, right, Mr. President?
Well, you know, I mean, you guys, athletes, rich guys, obviously women come after you claiming all sorts of things about paternity, and, you know, I've heard it before, so we'll look into it. We'll look into this.
Wait, so he's...
You said his name was Brendan?
No. His name is Baron. Yeah. Baron. He's 14 years old.
We'll look into it. Obviously, there's a lot of people making claims, and, I mean, there is this kid the size of Dirk Nowitzki who follows me around all the time. I think he's like an assistant or something.
I think that's Baron.
So what would you tell what would you tell the children? Because, you know, the children are our future, Mr. President.
Well, I mean, maybe they're your future. I'm concerned with other things, but we'll see. I tell them we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I'm going to tell my kids that.
You know, Mr. President, I was curious because we're here in Massachusetts. We have Senator Liz Warren, and I know that's somebody that you're very close with, very fond with. I was just curious your thoughts on the senator here in Massachusetts.
Well, I mean, she's not worried about the economy because she's going to pay for everything with wampum if the economy tanks. So, you know, we don't have to be too afraid of what she thinks, but I think we should listen to, you know, the bankers and the people who've studied a little bit more than, you know, she who drops out of races.
So we're concerned, Mr. President, about the fact that we may not have the rest of the NBA season, NHL season, Major League Baseball. Who knows? By the fall, we may not have the NFL. How can you assure us that we may see some sports at some time?
Well, I think we've got, like I said, and we've got tough athletes. We've got strong people with tremendous toughness who want to get out there. You know, they have the good immune systems. Okay, we're not going out there with you know, Bill Walton isn't getting dressed up for a game tonight. And I think that we can get them out there. Maybe we have smaller crowds. You know, everything will be like a Tampa Rays game. You know what I mean? Like, you have a few people. Maybe it's not so great for the fans, but we can have the games. I think we'll bring baseball back, hopefully, because I'd like to see, you know, the Houston Astros get hit by a lot of pitches. I was disappointed they had to postpone, because they are a bunch of those guys are cheating, and I'm not just talking about their legal immigration status. I'm talking about the sign stealing. Okay, Altuve, we can bring two charges against you, I think, if we're being honest.
So what happens to your rallies now if we can't have people together? What those great rallies that you have, where you get all those people excited, what happens to them?
Aren't those great? Aren't those rallies just
terrific.
Tremendous?
Yeah, terrific.
Well, you know what? We go on Twitter. Twitter is like a rally in my pocket. And, you know, I go out to these, you know, coronavirus talks. And I riff, and, you know, I get nice tweets from my supporters. So it's, you know, just like everybody's doing things virtually, this is like I speak to my supporters, I say a bunch of things, and then Fauci, who, by the way, I don't think he might not make it till Easter, okay, because he seems to like stealing the spotlight a lot.
Mr. President, how do you feel? I know the other day you were talking about the media. Do you still feel like 90% of them are against you?
Well, you guys have treated me very fairly, so I guess maybe we can knock it down to 89%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a football question for you. I know you're a big Tom Brady fan, and I heard yesterday that you actually I saw you calling out God, like you guys are going to have a head to head battle. But let's talk about Brady versus God's son, Jesus Christ. They both meet in the Super Bowl. Who wins that game?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, I think. Obviously, Tom Brady has the experience, and he has Belichick, or he had Belichick. You know what? Without Belichick, I think that's, you know, Jesus has God, but Brady has Belichick. So that's kind of like an even match in coaching. And I think Jesus, he's lean, so he'd be probably a good cornerback. He looks like he has good core strength up there.
Good hips. Pliable.
Great hips. Good tolerance for pain also. He's a tough guy. He's like a Ronnie Lott type, you know? He gets injured and he says, crucify me. I can take it.
Did you actually say God lacks experience? Was that your line?
Well, no. It's, you know, God's a good guy. Like, he does good things. I mean, he's not, but he doesn't have the record that Belichick has. I mean, Belichick has, like, how many? 8 rings, a couple with the Giants, and then, like, 6 with the Patriots. And we love the Patriots, by the way. Great Patriot people. I think it's just important that God is great and can do great things, but he has no experience with football.
Way to go.
We're talking to, this is J.L. Coven. He is a comedian out of New Jersey. He's also a lawyer, I heard. He has an unbelievable podcast. It's called Making Podcasts Great Again. Now, where did you get that name from, JL?
Oh, well, it was simple. It's a podcast. Thank you for having me, by the way. It's just a podcast, you know, as Trump, and I thought he just keeps putting MAGA everywhere. So I said, well, there you go. He's already given us the title. So it's a very satirical look. I stay in character the whole show, and it's basically what you just heard, you know, for a half hour each week. So it's been getting good numbers now, so yeah, we're hoping it just continues to succeed, and at least for another 6 months, if I can tip my political hand, I'm perfectly content to end the show at the end of 2020.
So
I'm still here.
I'm curious, are you in character still, or is that your voice now?
No, well, now my voice is hoarse because I've been talking like him for about a day straight.
Yep.
So my voice is, you know, usually much more pleasant and soothing, but now it's just, you know, it's like I've been giving myself a sore throat for the last day.
Yeah, because it actually just normally, if you hop on the phone,
sound like him.
You sound just like him, but normally without your voice being hoarse or just, you know, tired, does it resemble Trump at all?
No, I mean, nobody's ever said that in my life until I, you know, do it, and then it's roughed up. I think I behave more like Trump, but my voice, thank God, is not like his.
Do you do other impressions?
I do. What's weird is the first big one I did was in fifth grade when I did Jean-Claude Van Damme. And ever since then, it's just been a big mix. I had a video as Louis C.K. go viral like 5 years ago. But then I sort of lose them because somebody else gets into the zeitgeist, and then I beat that one to death. So now it's like I probably spend half of my waking hours talking as Trump for some project or some interview. So,
well, do you ever prank call anyone or call like, hey, order out and pizza or whatever as President Trump? And then,
the first couple episodes of Making Podcasts Great Again, like way back a couple of years ago, we called a gun shop in, I think it was Texas, saying that we were going to have a Second Amendment Day on the White House lawn. And the person was convinced it was Trump. And we were I was saying, we're reaching out. And you play the, we're cutting out the middleman. You know, I'm a man of the people. That's why we're calling random businesses. And, you know, we want to have a great Second Amendment Day. So we're hoping your store can represent in D.C. on that day. Another time I called a diner. And the guy thought I'm convinced there is a man in like a midtown New York City diner still telling people that Trump, and I was like, oh, he believes it. He thinks that now, Trump wants to talk to small business owners.
Now, there's some areas, though, he's not very popular. Have you gotten that kind of reaction? Like people aren't happy to talk to you and give you a piece of their mind?
Occasionally I get, I think more I get, the impression's so good, and I have sort of, when I've been on the road doing stand-up, I often close with it. And even in places where they're much more red, they usually still, because that's the thing, I think, for a lot of people, they realize his own supporters, half of them are like, yeah, we know he's sort of a clown, but we just like that he's mean and hates taxes, so we're cool with that. But most of the time I don't get, like, any angry response in return. Online, it's a lot different. You know, you get your libtard and you're pathetic, and I go, okay. You're the one commenting on YouTube videos.
His name is J.L. Coven. The podcast is called Making Podcasts Great
awesome.
Again. And J.L., before we close out, I want you to go back into character one more time to close this thing out, because I want to ask you what a lot of people want to hear from the president right now and find out, because everybody's watching like Netflix and stuff like this. Have you heard about this Tiger King show? Have you heard about this show?
Well, you know, to be honest, I've already finished The Tiger King, okay, who's kind of, you know, I don't know that I'd call him a king, to be honest. When a chubby blonde gets the better of you, I don't know how kingly that is. But he seems like a good guy. He likes his guns. Seems to have a wandering eye for the young men, which I've seen my vice president occasionally sneak a peek. That you know the deal. When you're that strong with the Bible and calling your wife mother, you like the Tiger King.
Well, thank you, Mr.
President. Thank you very much, President Trump. Thank you very much for joining us here in the Harbor One Hotline on OMF. We really appreciate it.
A great pleasure for you.
Thank you very much. Making podcasts great again. That's J.L. Coven. Very good, boy. He's got the thing nailed. By the way.
Yes.
We pissed off a lot of people. Go look at the text line. I'm looking at
it
right now.
It.
People think we're being very disrespectful.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Because they do.
Christ,
they
we're all
thought
freaking
they thought,
sitting at home.
They thought we were going to have the president on at 4:30.
We
teased
him
for
2.5 hours.
We did. And they thought we were going to have him on. I mean, come on, lighten up, people.
Gotcha.
We need a little bit of lightening up right now, don't we?
You said his name was Brendan?
Yeah, I'm amazed that he didn't know he had a son.
Who?
Barron. No,
I mean,
no,
there's this kid the size of Dirk Nowitzki who follows me around all the time.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. He's your son.
He gets injured and he says, crucify me. I can take it.
So God didn't have enough. God didn't have enough. I tell you what, we got to use this guy, you know, in the future.
God's just a good guy. Like, he does good things.
There are a lot of people,
but he doesn't have, you know, he doesn't have the record that Belichick has. I mean, Belichick has... like, how many, 8 rings?
We do. You start with a text point. Line. I'm looking at it now. People that, like, pull over, they tuned in the middle of it. They're like, hold on, how'd these guys get Trump on?
People thought we were really having Trump on.
He looks like he has good core strength.
President's big Roddy Lott.
What do you say? He thinks Jesus could be a quarterback?
Roddy Lott, like, yes.
Yeah, he's real fit. That's lean Jesus.
Good hips.
Pliable.
Great hips. Good tolerance for pain also. He's a tough guy. He's like a Ronnie Lott type, you know? He gets injured and he says, crucify me. I can take it.
The craziest thing is that he gets out of character.
He sounded the same.
He sounded the same.
That's what I was like, wait, are you still in character or not? When these guys called him, actually, he answered the phone in character as Trump.
Imagine calling the gun shop, though.
Oh, we got to look that. We got to find that one. We got to find that one.
Actually, our guy JL COVID did a video today, which we'll probably play sometime in the next hour.
Let's play it in the next hour. We'll do
it. All right, good.
We can laugh again. He's outstanding. See how this is? You can laugh again.
Oh, no,
not according to the text line.
It's
shame
good to
on
laugh.
You. Well, shame on us.
You said his name was Brendan?
Tell Joey to get ready for the emails because people are pissed right now.
How dare you?
Did we not have him do our public service announcements?
We
should do
our
PSAs.
Did we not need to laugh? Come on, people.
Can he not do our PSAs?
I think you're worrying too much about it. That was funny.
Excellent stuff. Okay, we got another hour to go. We'll go 30 minutes commercial free. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.